Lovin' on Hot 93.7, Hartford's number one for hip-hop and R&B. How you doing? I'm Jenny Boom Boom. So we decided, and I really believe it was me that decided this, and okay, Michi, I'm lying. Okay, me and Michi decided this, and okay, Craig, okay, yeah. All right, at 5 o'clock exclusive today is going to be the brand new Big Sean Drake and Kanye West, okay? 4:35 is the Dirt Report, and in the meantime, hit me up if there's something you want to hear at 860-674-9307 or 1-800-488-9307.
Show the sideways, smack it in the air.
What's going on, Hartford? It's Kat Dahlia, and it's almost time for the Dirt Report with my girl Jenny Boom Boom on Hot 93.7.
It's Hot 93.7, Hartford's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Katy Perry will be the halftime performance over at the Super Bowl on Sunday. Everybody's looking forward to it. And you can find out who she's going to be performing with because she's bringing some people on stage with her right now. Hot937.com. That's Hot937.com.
This is Nicki Minaj, and you know I always got it locked with Jenny Boom Boom on Hot 93.7. Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your Dirt Report.
You will be mine.
Stupid with you. It's Hot 93.7, Hartford's number one for hip-hop and R&B. The 5 o'clock exclusive with DJ Craig G today is from Big Sean. It's got Drake on it. It's got Kanye, and Drake is allegedly going at Cash Money. Keep it here for that 5 o'clock exclusive. It's Hot 93.7. It's Chris Brown.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Don't
it's Hot 937, Hartford's number one for hip hop and R&B. I'm Jenny Boom Boom. We got the Dirt Report coming up right after this record right here is Neo and Juicy J. It's called She Knows.
Yeah. Oh. She got dirt. And she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your Dirt Report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Craig.
What's up, Jenny?
Looks like a Mayweather-Pacquiao fight is going to happen.
I don't believe it.
This is going to happen. That's according to a top-ranked promoter. His name is Bob Arum. You know who that is?
Bob Arum is one of the top promoters.
Okay. Exactly. He expects negotiations on this fight to, you know, get done in the next couple of days.
Right.
All so
right.
I guess it's going to happen. He says all major points have been agreed to, according to sources close to the negotiations.
Yep.
The remaining issues concern network involvement because, you know, Floyd Mayweather has an exclusive agreement with Showtime while Pacquiao is tied to HBO.
Right.
But sources at both networks have said they are not going to stand in the way of this fight.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So this thing is going to happen May 2nd. At the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, so make sure and book your tickets now. imagine being out there for that.
Ooh,
well, I love Las Vegas anyway, so any excuse. It's going to be shown on pay-per-view, and it's going to generate somewhere between $250 million and $300 million.
I believe it is.
They're saying it's going to be the richest fight in history.
Right, right, right.
So, wow. Who will take it? Who will win? Who will win? Who will win?
I say Floyd.
Okay. Meech, you say the same thing?
Yeah, Meech, you say Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd. Okay. Why? Because he's just angry?
No, he's a good fighter.
Okay.
But you know, all the Manny Pacquiao fans going to be mad at me for that.
All right, so you heard what happened with Suge Knight, right?
Yes.
So he goes on to the set of Straight Outta Compton. Because, no, like, according to Suge, this is what said, you know, he says happened, okay? The man that passed away, Terry Carter,
yes.
That was his friend.
Right.
And I guess Terry called Suge and said, listen, come down to the set because I'm going to sit you and Dre down. So y'all can have a conversation
right.
And finally piece it up. Everybody wants to, you know, make things right.
Right, for the West Coast.
Okay,
right.
So Suge goes down to the set, and according to him, he's saying that he was jumped.
Oh,
like,
man.
As soon as he gets there, they jump him. So, like, fights break out and all of that.
Right.
So he gets in his car, and that's when he backed up, and Terry Carter, his friend, was going towards the passenger side
right.
to open up the door. And he's the one that got run over.
Wow, wow, wow.
And what sucks about the situation is that he ran, like, over his head.
Oh, man.
Like, he hit him hard. And so, why I guess the reason why Suge has been charged with murder is because not only did he hit him once, he hit him twice.
Right,
so,
right.
Like, he backs up, then he goes back in the drive, backs up again,
right, right, right.
And the man died. And that's the reason why.
And he didn't know who it was either.
And Suge was trying to get out of there,
right,
according
right,
to
right.
Suge.
Right.